the traditional interpretation of the corset was that it was oppressive to women and that women had to be liberated from the corset. Then there was a revisionist view that said that the corset, in fact, was sexually liberating. They're both too simplistic. I think it's important to remember that corsetry was not just one unchanging experience that women had for 400 years, and that instead corsetry meant different things to different women at different times. And a woman wearing a corset now in the 21st century, a pop star doing it, has essentially nothing in common with a Victorian middle-class woman who basically had to wear a corset to be respectably dressed. Okay, so if a pop star is wearing it now, it's because the corset has become associated, you know, with eroticism and with the curves of the feminine body. And in particular, since Madonna, with a kind of in-your-face, powerful female sexuality, which was her interpretation of it, and which has become somewhat accepted by lots of younger women. So I think that it's too simple to say it's not feminist. Probably in Beyoncé's mind, there's something quasi-feminist about this, that it's just making an assertive statement about being proud to be a sexual woman or something like that. But the problem is there's no meaning in the corset itself. The meaning is something we create, and the meaning changes, but we don't always agree on what we think the meaning is. So it's not surprising that many people would see it as retrograde or be completely puzzled by it. I think that we can't simply decide ourselves what it means, but it's too simple to say it's anti-feminist also.
Then the next thing I wanted to ask you is you always show the fashion in a very beautiful way. You create the stories, but you always work with the body or with at least a piece of a body. What is your approach to it? Why you always kind of stick on to the corpse and the body with the fashion?
Well, partly that's where my own research interests have led me. I do feel very strongly that fashion is an embodied art form, and the body dress, that fashion wouldn't mean anything without a body. And of course, as a curator, the difficulty is replacing the real living, breathing, moving human body with a stupid plastic mannequin. That's the difficulty, is trying to figure out a good way to show fashion on these fake bodies. There are certainly many other approaches to fashion. Other people have looked more at fashion as art or fashion in terms of status. I am interested in things like fashion in terms of identity, whether it's a national identity like London or a subcultural identity like Gothic. But I am particularly interested in body, sexuality, gender as issues in fashion.
You mentioned that you have now running exhibition, which is on dance and fashion. What is the topic you're working on now or thinking on now?
I'm working on two now. One for next fall, which will be about a club performer called Suzanne Barsh. Mm-hmm. And she's been wearing these outrageous costumes to performances in clubs, you know, like where people go clubbing, kids go clubbing, for years now, since the 80s. And she's been very instrumental in introducing young New Yorkers to lots of sort of what were then underground designers. Like in the 80s, she was bringing over Galliano and Lee Bowery and things right at the beginning. And so I think that will touch on the whole issue of fashion as transformation, and when fashion becomes a kind of costume, a performance costume, like the question relating to Gaga, because that is a kind of subcategory of fashion. And I think it'll also touch on the relationship between club culture and fashion, because a lot of younger designers, or certainly people on their design teams, will go out clubbing and partying, and some fashion trends will come out of that.
This one, you mentioned one and you said
and
you were...
And the second one is for the following year, and that will be about another woman, but a woman who was a famous fashion plate back in 1900. In the 1890s, 1900s, 1910s, she was the Comtesse de Grefeuil, and she was regarded as the most beautiful, most fashionable woman in Paris, married to one of the richest men in Paris. And she was the inspiration for Marcel Proust's character, the Duchesse de Guermantes. Uh-huh. So her wardrobe and her husband's and her daughter's are all owned by the Palais Galliera in Paris. And I'm working with them. We'll put on the show in Paris first and then in New York.